Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Motsy and Leighton here. Good to have you with us. Thanks to our mates at Accelerate 24-Hour Fitness Centre on Dobney Avenue. One guy who I know spent a lot of time at Accelerate 24-Hour Fitness Centre on Dobney Avenue ahead of the big bike ride that he's on at the moment is our good mate Sonny Aichinger from McDonald's, Leighton, because he's on the big bike ride to Sydney.
Right now he's well past the halfway point of Port Augusta in South Australia. How you doing, Tone?
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good, matey. How's the knees? How's the legs?
Knees are a bit sore, mate. Had to ice them up last night, but apart from that, it's all good.
All right. How far have you travelled now on the push bike?
I'm going to say about 2,200 k's, 2,300 k's. When we were in Norseman, we lost the day because our vehicle broke down. So at some point in time, we had to make up some k's. So yesterday was a day, so we did 300 k's yesterday.
And they've not been easy days, too. You've had headwinds most days.
Yeah, the last 6 days we've had headwinds. Yesterday was a little bit better, but the headwinds were replaced by hills and rain. So we were in the rain for about 3 hours yesterday.
All right. Now, from Port Augusta, you would have gone over the Joy Baluk Bridge. From Port Augusta, which way do you head? Do you head east? Do you head south? Do you head north?
We start heading down south, southeast, down towards Passport Pirie, and we end up at a little place called Burra.
Yep.
And for those that don't know, Burra is a very old...
it's an old mining town. Yeah.
Old mining town. And when on the way over here, we went past a cottage, and I thought, gee, that cottage looks familiar. And it's a little brick cottage, which is on the front of the Diesel and Dust Midnight Oil album. They call
right.
it Midnight Oil.
If you're a fan of Breaker Morant, the old jail
Burra
there, that's where they shot that. So very, very famous place, Burra.
So we're staying at Burra, and then we're on to Robin Vale, through Mildura, Hay, Wagga, then Sydney.
All right.
So when do you finish in Sydney, Tone? Is it next Wednesday?
Yeah, it's the 1st of November. So we're going to hook up there probably at 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to catch the CEO and a bunch of other McDonald's or slash RMHC staff, some of the kids. And we've got little Barry.
Yeah.
Little Barry is made up by the kids at Perth from McDonald House. So we're going to hand over a little toy to the kids as a symbolic gesture to the RMHC in Westmead.
Now, Ronald McDonald House Charities, RMHC, you're aiming to raise $300,000. Are you on target to do that?
I think we'll get there. Yeah, I've got about $260,000 at the moment in the can. So that was made up mainly from the great people in the Riverina supporting the program through our stores. Mm-hmm. And then I've also had a private Everyday Hero page, and we've had about 30, 35 grand come in from that. So about 260 at the moment. So if we've got to keep the campaign going for another month, we will.
Now, Tony, yeah. when you're in Wagga, is there anything planned for when you're in Wagga?
Probably not. Yeah, probably sleep. It's a little bit speculative when we'll get there. We don't know whether we'll get there at midday or 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. So I'm going to try and coordinate a massage when I get there, and then a bit of sleep, and then we've got an early start. Next day is going to be a hard day up to Yass, and then the second last day will be Yass to Barrel, and then the last day is a run in from Barrel to Westmead.
Now, when you many moons ago said, you know what, I want to ride from Perth to Sydney, raising funds for Ronald McDonald House Charities, at any point along the way, have you thought, you know, this is a big task that I've set myself?
Probably the only day was yesterday. All the other days have been tough. Apart from yesterday, the 2 days across the Nullarbor Plains were absolutely murder. In the headwinds, 30, 40k headwinds, and only travelling at 10 or 15 k's an hour. So that was very difficult. But and the other thing is psychologically, because you're on the bike for 10 hours, and you're rolling along, and the kilometres just aren't clicking up. And you're looking at the signposts, and compared if you've got a bit of a tailwind,
You get a free ride, a bit of a push.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the other major issue that you've got to contend with this morning, and Leighton and I can speak on this with experience, having lived over in that part of South Australia, in Port Augusta, just check that you actually have got a bike when you go out in front of the motel room this morning.
It may have been, someone may like your bike more than you, is what we're saying.
Yeah, well, Simon slept in the van last night with the bike.
All right, Tone, we'll let you get back on the bike as you raise funds for Ronald McDonald House Charities. If you would like to donate to Tony Aitchinger and his ride from Perth to Sydney, he's already done 2,200 Ks. He's at Port Augusta right now, about to head off. Go to Everyday Hero and click on the Nullarbor 4000 link.
Go on, your Tone. Well done, mate. Keep it going. Keep it going. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys. Yep.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.